Mr. President, fellow ministers, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, allow me to congratulate you, Mr. President, and your vice presidents on your election to lead the deliberations of this assembly. Mr. President, we cannot deny the fact that the MDGs have provided the platform to promote health as an indisputable component of development. The awareness that it has clearly generated helped governments to funnel its resources to key health concerns that required concerted actions, multiple players, and much needed resources. I take this opportunity to share with you some of the triumphs and challenges that the Philippines has experienced since year 2000, when we committed to be part of the Millennium Declaration. The 2013 Human Development Report and the 2012 MDG Regional Report reveal that the Philippines is on track in most of its MDG targets. The invigorated demand and supply dynamics in the health sector has led to marked improvements in the reduction in newborn deaths and sepsis, significant progress in delivery care practices, coupled by the cessation of old, ineffective, or harmful practices, and successful implementation of breastfeeding, among others. This has led to the decrease in our child mortality rates, allowing the country a chance to attain our MDG targets for child health. As far as our maternal mortality ratio, we are now implementing several strategies, such as facility-based deliveries and reinvigorating our reproductive health services, including the provisions of information and commodities to ensure that we will meet our MDG 5 target. We are likely to meet our targets for food poverty, communicable diseases, and water supply sanitation. The Philippines also lays claim to successes in our efforts on reproductive health and tobacco control. The recent passage of our Alcohol and Tobacco Excise Tax Reform Act and the Responsible Parent and Reproductive Health Act has inspired us to push forward actions that will help us meet the targets we have set even beyond 2015, especially in our path towards universal health care. With all the new challenges facing the global community and all the new players in the global area coming in the heels of the global achievements in health under the MDGs, there should be no question that health is a key ingredient of any discussion in the next development framework. The future we want, outcome document of the Rio Plus 20 conference, has already underscored the fact that better health is a precondition for outcome of all three dimensions of sustainable development. The inclusion of health in the next global development goal is, therefore, a given. To follow through on the Rio Plus 20 outcome, we, as a collective body in the World Health Assembly, should put a strong voice to integration of the national and coherence in our policies and strategies at the national, regional, and global levels. We need to deepen as well as widen our partnership to ensure that collective actions are implemented involving state as well as non-state sectors. We need to foster, harness, and maximize the strengths of the various sectors involved. Lastly, we need to ensure that strengthened governance structures are put in place to oversee the interplay of actions, working towards growth and sustainable development. The issue of health can no longer be tackled as an issue separate from social and economic concerns. In this regard, may I raise again the issue of road accidents as a continuing concern in low and middle income countries, and especially in the Philippines. We are optimistic that the new development framework will continuously strengthen this. I thank you. Good afternoon.